The Map and Tour app includes audio clips to help tell stories about historical landmarks. This clip is from the Pingwich Quilt Walk story, a story about the settlers of Pingwich, Utah, who are on a journey to get food after their first harvest failed.
One of them realized, as long as we're on the quilt, we aren't sinking through the snow. The quilt spread their weight over a larger surface area, preventing them from breaking through the crust.
This story is one of about 40 stories cataloged in the new interactive phone app, and plans are also in the works for another tool, a cultural map that will soon be online from the Utah Cultural Alliance. Crystal Young Otterstrom is with the Alliance and says the map will highlight the cultural diversity of Utah.
It's almost awe-inspiring to see how amazing it is and how much there is. I think that we can be proud as a community about the amazing culture, arts, and humanities happening here.
Learning about Utah's culture is important, says Young Otterstrom, because of the way it shapes Utah's communities.
A big problem we come across often is that people have no idea how amazing, diverse, and often world-renowned are the various cultural offerings that exist in this state. Not only that, a lot of these organizations are significant economic drivers for their communities.
The cultural map is still in development, but will be available in the next few weeks. The Story Road Utah app and the cultural map website have ways for community members to contribute to the interactive sites. Project organizers say having people share their knowledge of area culture and artistic projects is one of the benefits of using new technology. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.